welcome to Babes in Voiceland. Beth, Erica, Terry, and I are so glad you're joining us. Come on and pull up a chair at our dining room table and get ready to laugh.
Whoa, Myrtle, can you believe this? Me, Frankie Spinelli, all the way from slimy Pebble, Pennsylvania. Here I am in Las Vegas, the real honest to God Las Vegas.
Can you believe these buildings and lights?
See that triangle? It's called the Luxy or something. And that big light is for the airplanes. It helps them land at night so they don't hit any of the casinos.
What?
Look, Joey Cornelli back home knows all about this stuff in Vegas. He told me everything.
Joey Cornelli? He's a farmer that works at the funeral home on the side. What makes him such an expert on the city of Las Vegas?
He is a computer wizard and learned all about it on the internet. He told me the best place in town to eat. We're gonna go there now, and you leave all the ordering to me.
Okay, let's go, Mr. Tour Guide. I knew I should have come with my mother.
What was that, honey?
Oh, I said I should take a picture to send home to my mother.
Yeah, we'll do it later. I'm starving. We'll just walk a little further. It's that casino over there. See? Joey was right. There it is. It's the buffet.
I think there are a lot of buffets in Las Vegas, Frankie. Are you sure this is the right one?
Moidle, my dear, how can two restaurants be called the buffet? I'll love you with all my heart. You got no class. See, according to Joey...
I know. Joey said... Oh, he's going to embarrass me.
I couldn't hear you. What was that?
I said all this commotion scares me.
Hey, baby, you're with your husband, Frankie. What could happen? Okay, Myrtle, watch and learn. Oh, miss, we'd like a table for two.
That'll be $24.95, sir.
They haven't even ordered yet.
It's a buffet, sir.
Yeah, I know. I know the name of the joint, but I ain't ordered yet.
It's all you can eat, sir. There's only one price.
What if we don't eat that much?
Frankie!
Okay, here you go.
This way, sir. Your waitress will be right with you. What would you like to drink?
Water. How much extra is the coffee?
It's included, sir.
Milk?
Included, sir.
Juice?
Sir, all drinks are included. Just help yourself at the buffet, and I'll be back with all your drinks in a moment.
Myrtle! The nerve of her! She wants us to get our own food!
Frankie, listen to me. I love you, and I don't want to hurt your pride, but buffet is a type of restaurant. You pay one price... Help yourself to all of the food, and they serve you any beverage you want except alcohol. That's extra unless it's a brunch, which usually includes champagne.
Jeez, I'm sorry, Myrtle. I guess Joey doesn't know as much as he lets on. How do you know all this?
Easy. I talked to Joey's wife before we left.
So those of you that are listening know that we babes live in fabulous Las Vegas.
I love it here so much.
And people love to come here. It's very exciting. And mostly they just see the Strip and they kind of think that's all this town is. But it's so much more than that.
It is. It is.
Absolutely.
But so many people... move here from other places.
Yes.
And they bring their loves of teams with them. They come from this place, so they love this basketball team or baseball team or football
Cubs,
team or
Bears,
hockey team
Mets.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all moved here from somewhere else.
We all did.
Of us.
Okay,
all of us did. Yeah.
Up until recently, Las Vegas had no national teams any sport.
And do you know why?
Because of the gambling, right?
Because of the gambling thing, because there was some kind of rule or regulation with betting on something in your own city, which is stupid to me.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it, too, is the transiency.
I don't know. But anyway.
So we've had a minor league baseball team.
Yeah.
They called them the Stars. Now they call them the 51s, and I don't know what they're going to call them next.
Yeah. Why are they going to do that?
Right. And we had a minor league hockey team, the Wranglers.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
So, yeah, we had that.
Yep.
And we're about to get the Raiders coming in from Los Angeles, the football team. But we didn't really have a major sport team of our own until the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes.
Okay, for people that follow hockey, I really hope you realize that we're just like kicking ass and taking names all over the country.
Yeah, Golden Knights,
brand new franchise.
Yep.
and winning, you know, the first brand new franchise to win so many games in a row, on or off the road. The first, now we're in the semifinals, but, yes, and we just swept. First,
yep.
We
How
just
cool
swept.
Is this?
That was
Seriously.
Awesome. So you're seeing our community really rallying around a team that belongs to us.
Oh my God. Everybody
oh,
you
totally
see.
Totally embracing it.
Gold yes. Knight yeah. shirts.
And it's very,
hats,
very exciting.
Everywhere you go.
Very oh, exciting.
It's flags cool. on the cars.
Yes. Flags on the houses. Yep. I went to the gym the other day, the day after they swept.
Yeah.
And here's, you know, two dudes showing up at the yep. gym with, you know, Knights t-shirts on.
My,
so it's very, very exciting because I've been limited for all the years I've lived here in Las Vegas. And I've actually lived here since the early 70s. I moved here as a teenager. You know, and I yeah. would cheer yeah. for the Tigers,
yeah.
the Detroit
yeah.
Tigers,
yep.
and the Detroit Lions, even though there really isn't a lot to cheer about there.
Well, but
you
still,
know, and the Red Wings,
go Wings. The Red Wings,
yeah. So yeah, yeah. But it was never, it's like I've lived here longer than I lived in Michigan, so yeah. to finally have a home team.
Don't yep. you love it?
I absolutely, what do you guys think?
I think it's exciting.
Totally
My
excited.
Only regret, why didn't I have the sense God gave a goose to bet them when they first started?
Remember that Beth is our gambling babe.
The odds would have been unbelievable. I bet it would have been like 200 to 1 or something.
Probably.
Who knows? But
Probably.
Did I think of that? No.
You were too busy starting up an internet television
That's
station
true.
And editing the crap out of all of our
That's
shows.
That's true.
When did you have time?
That's true.
Absolutely.
But, oh, man, I'm
and
kidding.
Terry
myself.
Is also a Michigander.
Yes, I am.
And
yep.
I know your loyalties yep. have been to those teams I named before.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So how are you feeling about these Knights?
Oh, I'm really excited about them. And it's kind of fun because my family now, they're really into the Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And they
yeah.
came here back in, what was it, October or uh-huh. September when we played the Red Wings. It was one of our only losses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
When they were first out. My mom's like, yeah, yeah. But
I haven't
they're not even in the
enough.
Playoffs now.
Why, no, they're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah, they're not.
This is cool. And
Mom.
We are. La, la, la. No, I think it's very cool. And can you believe we're going to have hockey? We're going to have, I mean, just everything. The Raiders. I mean, it just, we're.
Two
all
more reasons
sudden,
for y'all to come
yeah.
to Vegas.
We've gone from nothing to everything.
Yeah. I know.
And we have had kids, though, in hockey here in Vegas for years
right.
and years and years. I mean,
yeah.
we've got competitive hockey, but then they had to leave here to do anything with it.
Correct.
I mean, kids that have gone all the way
yeah.
through and gotten scholarships and had to go away.
Yeah, some friends
now,
of mine have
yeah.
a son, Dylan, and he did the whole play the ice hockey as a kid,
yeah.
and now he's
mm-hmm.
away at college mm-hmm. doing it. So.
But see, now
so
Vegas
exciting.
Does have everything.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. So when you come, you can come gamble. You can come see Major League Hockey. You can see, you know, National League Hockey. You can see whatever. Now you can see sports, and it just you don't have to go to the sports book. You can actually go to
the
sports venue.
Yeah.
And you know what? The ballpark, well, the 51s, you said they're going to change their name. I don't know why. Why?
Well, I don't. I think they're trying with the new location
okay.
to kind of, you know,
but they're
going to
be right down the street
again.
From my house here.
Ooh.
They're
going
to be right here. Honestly, God, I would love to get season tickets. I love baseball.
Hey, maybe we
what
can
I wish
broadcast
I had
from a ball game.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah,
let's
that
go to the ball
fun.
Game.
Yep.
Okay,
cool.
Take me out to the ball
I was
going to
do
Take me out to the crowd.
Take us out, Beth.
Okay, I will take you out to the ball game.
Okay.
Carol, it's great to see you.
What do you mean, great to see me? Where am I? I just got home from having dinner with my husband, and now I'm here?
Oh, where did you go out to eat?
Was it good? Oh, yes, it was delicious. We went to Mario's Steakhouse.
Oh, what did you have?
Filet mignon with garlic butter and roasted shallots and...
Yummy. I haven't eaten like that in ages.
Me neither. Ooh, can you imagine?
I know, right? None of us have.
Why not? Are you all vegan or something? I'm sure they have other options. It is LA, after all.
Oh, no, that's not it.
It really is easy to get to. You know, it's right on Ventura off the 405.
Actually, it's not that easy for us.
Why not? Where do you live?
Look around. Do you know where you are yet?
As a matter of fact, no, I don't. I don't know where I am. I don't even remember coming here.
Oh, just relax, Carol. Why don't you just tell us what you do remember?
Okay. I had just arrived home from dinner with my husband, and then...
And then what happened?
And then I got a terrible pain in my arm, and then I think I started to fall.
And what happened after that?
And then I heard some really cool music.
Yeah, we do have the best music here.
That's because everybody plays here.
What do you mean?
You heard your favorite music, right?
Yeah, it sounded like everybody from Woodstock all rocking out together, trading licks, doing great harmonies. They were all in the groove, and yet it was almost angelic all at the same time. Does that make any sense?
Well, of course it does. That's because it was.
It was what?
Tell me, how are you feeling?
How am I feeling? Well, pretty good now, I guess.
No pain, right?
No, no pain at all. In fact, I feel great.
You know, it still amazes me how fast everything changes.
I know, it's just like a miracle.
It is a miracle.
What are you three talking about?
We are talking about soul energy.
Soul energy? Like James Brown?
Wow! I feel good.
He's the godfather of soul. Or like soulful blues? I know I heard Janis Joplin singing when I first got here.
No, that's not exactly what we're talking about.
Then what do you mean soul energy? Soul is soul. You've either got it or you don't.
OMG. Ooh, sorry, no disrespect. But when are we going to tell her?
You know the rules. No one can tell her. She has to figure it out on her own or ask the right questions.
Ask the right questions? What questions? Why are you all being so obtuse? I'm starting to get a headache.
Is that even possible? For her to get a headache? How could that even happen?
It is highly unlikely, probably due to some type of phantom pain.
Phantom pain? Why are you talking as if I don't have a head? What is going on?
Oh, this is highly irregular and quite unbelievable, even for this plane.
Wait a minute. Do you see what I see? Carol seems to be leaving.
I know. I see it too. She's disappearing right before our eyes.
But she just got here, and I like her.
Well, we all like her. But for some reason, I guess it wasn't Carol's time yet. It appears that they are sending her back. Look, there she goes.
Goodbye, Carol.
Bye.
Bye, Carol.
Well, well, you are one lucky lady. It looks like you've come back to us.
Oh, my head hurts and my ears are ringing like I was at a really loud concert, but with really good music.
Carol, you had a heart attack and hit your head on the floor when you collapsed. Luckily, your husband Adam dialed 911, and it looks like perhaps with a little divine intervention, we were able to save you.
Oh, thank you, doctor. I'm still so confused, but I did go to a really cool place. It was like being at Woodstock, but even better. Even James Brown, the godfather of soul, was there.
Funny. That's what they all say.
What?
Never mind, Carol. We're just happy that you're back. Now let me go and get your husband and give him the good news.
So I want to talk to you gals and all of our listeners out there,
yes,
men and women alike, about the yeses and nos, the pros and the cons of dyeing your hair to cover your gray or for any reason.
Oh, I love this subject already.
Versus already letting it go natural.
Oh,
so I'm looking for feedback before I share my own. Beth spoke up first. So Beth, tell us how you
feel
about it.
Okay, I will tell you. I do not like anybody's hair going gray. Now, this is funny because, you know, my mom and my Aunt Ethel were identical twins, and this was the fight they had till the day they died. You know, Ethel's like, oh, gray is beautiful. It's natural. My mother's like, dye your hair, for God's sake. What is wrong with you? You know, it's making you look old. And I mean, they did this constantly. Oh, my mother died first, but that was the constant fight. Oh, for God's sakes, Ethel, dye your hair. Well, why don't you let yours go natural? I mean, we heard this for years.
Wow.
But listen, this is maybe only my opinion, but it's not opinion, it's a fact. If you let your hair go gray, you are going to look older. Done, you are. You dye your hair, you look younger. If I didn't dye my hair, I think I'd be like totally gray right now,
yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, God.
Well, no, I had a science teacher in high school,
yeah,
and she was only in her 20s, and she was completely gray, but she had this beautiful, beautiful kind of platinum gray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was gorgeous, mm-hmm, absolutely gorgeous. And I keep thinking, if my hair would look like that,
right,
I would not mind. But see, I've got kind of a dilemma. I still have kids in school, in middle school and high school, and I refuse to be gray when my kids are graduating
there
high school.
There you go.
I can't do it.
Listen,
after that,
don't
I will
go
see
gray
what
ever. No, don't go gray ever, please.
Now,
I'm
now,
begging
now,
you.
Now, 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 now.
I'm begging
okay,
you.
Okay, so now I have to put in my 2 or 3 cents.
Okay, here it comes.
Cents.
Here
right,
comes Diana's
maybe
2 cents.
Five. I don't know. I might even give you guys a nickel's worth.
We
okay?
might get a dime.
So I've actually, in the last couple of years, had every hair iteration you could possibly imagine. Because I started getting a little bit of gray in my hair when I was in my 40s. Yeah. So I was doing a little rinse, a little tint, a little highlights. That was fine. I had this long, thick hair. It was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Then I went through some medical treatments for some cancer, and I had no hair.
That's right.
At all.
Right.
So, and I went from having very long hair and struggling even with the thought of cutting it, because I was always afraid to cut my hair because I might not like it, to having no hair. So that took that right out of the equation, and I no longer had to have a problem with it. So then when my hair came back in, what it came back in, salt and pepper.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
And it was actually,
yeah, it was.
I had a lot of compliments on it. My younger relatives, a couple of my nephews and stuff were like, oh my God, it looks great. And I actually really dug it for a while.
Well,
okay, I did. I did. I was rocking it for a while. Then I went through, my dad passing away. I was kind of exhausted by over all that. And then I looked in the mirror a couple of times and went, damn, you look old.
See? You see? Isn't that not what I just said?
Wait.
Yes.
So I went ahead and now my hair's real short because I was keeping it real short and I darkened it and it looked really good.
You look awesome today.
So now I had my hair
did today. You look hot today.
So
we all look hot today.
Since then, I've been letting my hair grow out.
Right.
All right.
It's getting longer.
And I got a little bang action going on. I'm letting them grow out.
Yes.
And I got some layers growing out and I got a little color going on. And it's a lot of fun. So I kind of like the color now because I don't want to look older at this particular... I'm just glad I'm alive, but I actually like not looking really old and worn out.
Yes.
But I will tell you, I've seen women that have the beautiful platinum hair.
No, I don't like
and
it.
And gorgeous eyes, and they look fantastic.
No.
Now, I got to tell you what, though. I was just telling my husband about this. There's a lady I see on my walks frequently.
Right.
From a distance, she looks like a slender young girl, teenager, maybe 20s, long jet black hair,
okay,
very slender build, and a very confident walk, until you get a few feet away from her. She's got the crepiest, most wrinkled skin. She's got to be in her 60s or 70s. But she's got the jet black hair, and she wears the really hip clothes, but she's old.
I know, but still, but wait.
There's no denying that she's old.
Wait. I must say this about that. If her hair was gray on top of it, she'd look ancient old.
Okay? She went overboard, though.
Ancient.
But it brings up the whole idea when should you stop certain things? You know, there's some things
I started dyeing my hair when I was 18. I wanted to go blonde. So I've been dyeing my hair for like 50 years almost. Not quite.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But you know what I do now? I have 3 different shades of nice and easy, and every month I change them because, let me tell you why, your natural hair is not one color.
True.
It's like strands of different colors. Mm-hmm. So I discovered on my own, I don't know how I thought of it, but if I change every month, just do the roots, it puts different highlights in my hair. And that's what I do.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
Well, mine is a nice shade of dark, which my hair is naturally dark. And it had a lot of highlights from the sun because you guys know me. I love to be out in the sun.
Yep.
And now the semi-permanent color that my stylist uses takes my beautiful glitter strands. And now they're like this rockin' auburn color, okay? So I walk out in the sun the other day. I go to get out of the car. My husband's sitting in the car waiting.
Yeah.
I get back in and he goes, do you have any idea how red your hair is in the sunlight? I said, do you have any idea that it's been like this since, November of 2016?
That is too funny.
Noticing?
See, guys, they are so observant. How about it, you know?
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, so I guess the consensus is no gray. If you can get away with it. We're back to the no gray. No gray.
No.
A
And now here's a chance for us to laugh right along with you at ourselves. Here's some outtakes to wind up tonight's show.
I just got home from having dinner with my husband, and now... Okay, I had just arrived home from dinner with my husband, and then...
And then what happened?
No, you got to come in sooner.
Okay.
I'm going to take the line again. Oh, take Angel One. Go, just relax, Carol.
Just relax.
Oh, you're laughing.
Sorry.
Do you want a space between and then what happened, or just and then what happened?
And then what happened.
Okay.
But you have to come in and with my husband, and then you got to come in like
and
right,
then
really.
What happened?
And then what happened? Okay. Here, yeah. And then what happened? Okay.
Do you see that? Do you see what I see?
Let's try that again.
Do you see what I see?
It appears that she...
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, in addition to Apple Podcasts, you can also hear The Babes at www.dbtv.com and our website, babesinvoiceland.com. Come back again soon.